The early light cut through a torn curtain, lit his wife's hair a fiery glow. He left her side to see if the kids were still dreaming. He shivered hard in the brazen cold. He slipped down to the basement and he pulled out a shovel. Splinters tore through his calloused hands. Then he snuck out back to finish what his great-granddaddy started. He was a silver-seeking, gold-digging man. He worked until his arms ached and the sweat flew off his shoulders. Threw down a shovel to catch one breath. His kids didn't understand him, and his wife, she turned a blind eye. The neighbors, they shrugged and turned their heads. But his will knew no boundaries, and his faith was like flood water that swells deeper as it hits the dam. And the dirt piled all around him as he dug his life away. He was a silver-seeking, gold-digging man. He'd dig a hole to China, at least New Mexico. He'd give his soul for the riches far below. His future shimmered bright, gold dust between his toes. The metal rods that shook, they told him so. His great-granddaddy rode west in 1848. Empty pockets and big dreams all he had. Miners cried Eureka, Reed grew strong and fast. His best friend shot him in the back. Days rambled on, and the sun sank soft and low. Every dawn fell closer to the prize. But his fate would soon appear in the guise of uniforms. Wild dreams the laws often despise. The men carried folders with papers signed and stamped, citing Mr. Dunn with misuse of his land. Backyards are for mowing, not mine, and they told him, the silver-seeking, gold-digging man. On a quiet Sunday morning, Everett died a broken soul. The preacher begged mercy for the damned. Now the dousing rout lie rusted in a tangle of weeds above the silver-seeking, gold-digging man. Silver-seeking, gold-digging man. Gold-digging man.